405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Quick reminder, our James River Air text line, always open, always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Tomorrow morning, 7:30, I'll be joining Richmond's Morning News, my buddy Rich Herrera. Looking forward to chatting. I try and get on with Rich once a week. Always appreciate the invitation, and it's always my analysis. Germ, would you concur with this? I always have a good time. I haven't gotten any negative reviews, and they keep asking me back. So either it's working or they're desperate. Either way, I mean, you know, what the heck, I'll be up. So there you have it. Now, were it 6:30 in the morning, the answer would be no, because I just am not getting up that early anymore. But 7 o'clock, sure, why not? I mean, this is the weird thing, not having kids who need to get off to school. We don't have to get up as early as we have for the last 20 some odd years. And it's a nice change. I have always been one of those early to bed, early to rise sort of guys. Never really been a crazy late night sort of a guy. But I think my definition of late night now is changing. I normally, it sounds crazy perhaps, but I normally head off to bed when I'm putting Julia to bed, right? 10 o'clock, that's it, I'm done. Jeff, I sent you a text at 10:01. Well, I'll catch up with you sometime tomorrow because I'm not reading it. It's very important. Well, then it'll probably still be important at first light. But it is bizarre to now not have that as a benchmark, not have that line of demarcation. I assume we'll get used to it, right? And well, in all candor, once Julia gets a new day program of some sort, then we might be back to that sort of stuff. Who knows? Who knows? But tomorrow morning, 7:30, long way around. I'm saying I'll be jumping on with Rich in Richmond's Morning News. And I know, I don't know what it is that we'll be talking about. I never do. And that's just fine with me. It's just sort of catching up. Although, you know, well, maybe I'll mention this. He's taken off on Friday. Well, I got an email. Day off. Hey, who said you could have a day off? Jeff, did you just not get back from a week? I did, but, you know, I have been here a long time. Rich has been here 7 months. All right. Well, maybe I'll ask him about that. We'll try and figure that out. A lot of stuff that we still have to discuss this afternoon. Craig Peterson will be here at 4:35. He joins us every Tuesday. We talk a little bit about tech, staying safe online, always good stuff. My buddy Dr. Keith Ablow, who I'm very happy to say sent me a photo of himself wearing a beautiful bracelet from Emily's Bracelets. My pal Emily Morrissey down there in Midlothian, emilysbracelets.com. Emily put together a very special bracelet that we're using as a fundraiser for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. It's a crazy week. I got three separate things that I'm trying to remind you about, but that is one of them. We're trying to raise $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And we've had some great support from members in our community, some restaurants and other community folks stepping up and say, hey, we'll donate $2 for this and $2 for that. Jake's Place, John and Wendy Yeoman donating $2 from every Jeff Katz sandwich sold over there right through the end of the campaign, which is great. Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Bacon Company. Goodness gracious, she's just setting it on fire. She's raising money for us every single weekend. The Beaver Dam Grill. River's Edge Coffee. There's a lot of great folks that are stepping up. Certified Auto Repair. Certified Auto Repair. Stan Andruski and Megan stepped up. They donated some big bucks. I'm just going to tell you that. Very proud of them. Very grateful to them. So Emily making some very special bracelets. If you're interested, I'm not selling them here, but you go to Facebook, look for Radio Katz on Facebook or The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And, well, hey, you know what? I think it's just Radio Katz. Go to Radio Katz on Facebook. You'll be able to get one there, just like Dr. Keith Abloh did. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the so-called crisis in Gaza. It's fascinating to me how many times, allegedly, a young child can die. And I don't mean to be too insensitive in my approach here, but if you're going to use the same photo of a child and claim that he has died, at some point, you are going to... You are going to have to acknowledge that he died. And that is the problem right now. There is a photo of a young guy. There is a photo of a little boy who they claim is starving to death in Gaza. But he's in every photo, he is seated next to or standing next to another child, his brother, apparently, as well as his mother, who both seem very well fed. If you're like me and you're thinking, well, how come he's the kid who's starving, but the brother is doing okay? And how come mom looks pretty healthy? Well, it's because the child in question is not actually starving to death. The child in question has a very serious medical condition. And that long predates the situation that's going on right now. But it doesn't seem to matter because nobody wants to ask those questions. And now this nitwit in Great Britain, this Keir Starmer, says, well, we're going to, quote, recognize a state of Palestine if Israel doesn't have a ceasefire. Well, listen, Sir Keir, you can recognize a whole slew of such states. You know why? Because there are like 30 Muslim states in the Middle East, and there's already a, quote, Palestinian state. It's called the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. It's comprised of 98% Palestinian citizens. Just so you know, I mean, I hate to throw these facts and figures in there and have all of the factual material get in the way of your Jew-hating screed, but, you know, nonetheless, I thought I would do it just for the good of the order. CBS News, sorry, I said that with a straight face. CBS News, at a national level, is also trying to claim that Israel is responsible for the problems of people hungry in Gaza, when, in fact, there are 900 trucks laden with supplies that Hamas will not allow out of the port areas to go and distribute the aid to the people they allegedly care about. In addition to that, Hamas routinely hijacks and loots those supply trucks and then turns around and sells the food. But Israel gets the blame. Well, I will try and get to the bottom of many of these things, not next week. My supervisor called me early and said, hey, are you going to Israel this week? I said, no. Next week? No. Week after? Yes. Oh, okay. Because, I mean, credit to me, I put in my time off request and it was approved because I got the time off to use. But yes, I am not going this week. I'm not going next week. I am, however, going the week after. And I am really quite excited about that. Really, really looking forward to that. All right. Now, Jeremy has actually sent me a note here. I mentioned to you that I'm going to be popping on first thing tomorrow morning, 7:35 on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And Jeremy, because he's concerned about fashion, apparently, Jeff, will you at least put on a polo shirt for Rich? Germ, if I wouldn't put on a polo shirt for me, why would I put one on for Rich? Heck, I don't even know if I'll be wearing pants. Every time I appear on Newsmax television, which, as you know, is more and more frequent, I'm very happy to say, but the way the stuff is set up, I get dressed up from the waist up. Real shirt, cufflinks, tie, sport coat, looking good. From the waist down, gym shorts and flip-flops. What can I tell you? If you can do it, you do it. And since I can do it, I do it. It is 4:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.